When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Jorge Army and fellow music fans, I'm Kayla.
And I'm Bethany, and we're the hosts of Standing BTS from the Consequence Podcast Network. We're a bi-weekly show that covers the impact and legacy of K-pop group BTS.
We mix the perfect blend of research and fangirl as we take a deep dive into lyrics during album reviews, theorize over music videos, and keep up with their current events.
No BTS topic is off limits. We welcome everyone into the conversation, whether you're a casual fan, committed ARMY, or someone who's just curious about one of the biggest music groups in the world.
Come chat with us every other Thursday with a new episode wherever podcasts are found.
Welcome to the In Defense of Ska podcast.
There's a lot of like, okay, well, you like ska, name three bands that aren't the Boss Tones.
I'm your host, Aaron Carnes, music journalist and author of the book In Defense of Ska.
And I'm your co-host, Adam Davis, veteran ska musician from the bands Omnigon and Link 8.
On our show, we aim to push back on the mainstream's negative perception of ska music.
There are so many great untold stories throughout the history of ska. The show features interviews with everyone from the Mighty Mighty Boss Tones to Fishbone, Fall Out Boy singer Patrick Stump, and the Police drummer Stuart Copeland. Join us on In Defense of Ska from the Consequence Podcast Network.
It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.
Consequence Podcast Network.
Hey, and welcome to another edition of Kyle Meredith With. It's the interview series presented by WFPK at WFPK.org, Consequence and the Consequence Podcast Network. Thanks as always for making your way here, for checking out the episode. Please do hit that subscribe button so you can keep up with the entire series. You'll get three brand new interviews sent to you every single week. That's a new one every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Great way to keep up with your favorite artists and discover those new ones. You can do so at Spotify, Apple Podcasts, at NPR, WFPK.org, Consequence, YouTube for the video versions, or anywhere you get your podcast from. Subscribe to Kyle Meredith With. If you're already a subscriber or you're about to, make sure to give the show a rating and leave a review as well. Those go so far in helping out this podcast grow, and really any podcast grow. It's subscribe and then review and then rates, or any combination of that. And there's always a great reason to subscribe. Some of our guests recently have included, indie rock legend Mary Timony, actress Natalie Morales. We talked with Matthew Vaughn, the director of Argyle. Buffalo Tom dropped by. Mary Holland was here to talk about self-reliance. Monica Raymond, the star of Hightown on Starz. We had Neil Halstead of Slow Dive. Emily Hampshire from Schitt's Creek, the band Neck Deep. Actor Michael Shannon, Slater Kinney, Eduardo Franco from Stranger Things, Jack Antonoff of Bleachers, Peter Capaldi, Doctor Who himself, and McKenna Grace. Just an example of what you get when you subscribe to the Kyle Meredith With podcast. That's me, Kyle Meredith, today talking with actor Daryl J. Johnson, also starring in Self-Reliance. We're going to be talking about that. The film is out on Hulu. It's written, directed, and starring Jake Johnson as a man in a holding pattern in his life until faced with the chance to win big money on a dark web reality show game. Now, Daryl's going to tell us how he got the role after Jake saw him in an episode of Drunk History, and how being part of that series really continues to get him recognized, especially with other celebrities. Daryl's also going to discuss how being a part of Ashton Kutcher's Punked set him up for some of the more outrageous moments in this movie, as well as the discussion of if he would trust Andy Samberg in a limo, as happens in Self-Reliance, and the background of his creative family. All that and more as we talk Self-Reliance, playing now on Hulu. It's Kyle Meredith with Daryl J. Johnson.
How are you doing, Kyle?
Such a pleasure to meet you.
Thank you. Thank you. My pleasure to be here and speak to you today.
First off, this movie, Self-Reliance, is so enjoyable. It really is, I will say, one of the most unique movies I've seen, one of the funniest movies I've seen. And you are definitely one of the highlights of that.
Why, thank you.
Seriously, it is. Before I got into it, though, I just wanted to say real quick, I'm here. I'm based in Louisville, Kentucky, and I was looking back through your Instagram, and I saw you actually weren't far from here.
Yeah.
Maybe in a few months back, but the Woodford, right?
Yeah, I went to Woodford Reserve. My cousin lives in Cincinnati, so I'm often close to the Kentucky border. We went down to Woodford Reserve to get some bourbon and have a tasting, and it was great. Yeah, that's right next to Louisville, right?
It's not far from outside of it. A lot of the distilleries, you have to drive like 20 or 30 minutes outside of town, which is still, you know, yes, close enough. Yeah. I've never actually been to Woodford. I mean, that's like the crown jewels of all the bourbon, right?
It is.
I've never been to that one.
Yeah, it was great. It was real. You got to definitely go. If you like bourbon, you got to go.
Yeah, I do. I'll have to get up there. It was nice to see you down there anyway. Anyway, I get up to Cincinnati too.
Yeah.
But seriously, let's start with the beginning of the movie, right? So how do you get involved in this? I mean, is this thing that you're casting? Do you know Jake? I mean, how do you land in the brother-in-law situation?
Sure. I had actually never met Jake before personally, but we share a mutual friend. And I believe they were like, I think they may have been like watching a Drunk History or something. I think they saw something and he's like, oh, I like that guy. I want to work with him. And then my buddy was like, oh, yeah, I know Daryl. And next thing I know, my buddy was like, hey, you're about to get a phone call from a number you don't know. Just answer it. And I was like, oh, that seems very suspicious. But I trusted this guy. I trust Eric Edelstein with my life. So Eric was like, you're going to get a call. And I answered it. And he was like, hey, is this Daryl Johnson? I said, yeah. And he goes, this is Jake Johnson. And I was like, oh, my brother. Oh, nice to meet you.
Does Drunk History give you that kind of outgoing reputation? Like, what is the lasting impact of your history with that as far as any Hollywood reputation?
Yeah, no, it's crazy because, like, I could be at an event and I'm like, oh, look at that celebrity over there. Oh, I want to say hi. And then they'll come over to me and go, I saw you on Drunk History. And I was like, you know who I am. It's great. I mean, the Drunk History family is already so massive. Like, every celebrity in Hollywood wanted to do that show. And I can't believe it's not on the air anymore. It's a tragedy. It was such a great opportunity for me to just show my personality. I mean, adding alcohol, it just basically takes away all the inhibitions. So I truly got to be me and say whatever I wanted to say. So
we've gone from alcohol to alcohol in this conversation already.
I know, right? That's where it starts. Where it ends, baby.
Well, you know, you get on something like this, though, and it is unique. I mean, I don't know if you go looking for parts or what, but when you land on a script like this, I mean, what's your first impressions of it? Because it's not like every other script, I would imagine.
Yeah. When I first read the script, I just thought it was really cool. It wasn't like a script that I had read before. And typically, sometimes when I get movie scripts, I'll read it and I'm like, oh, I'm so not interested. Let me just go to my parts real quick and see what I'm doing. And I'm like, nah. But this one, I read it from cover to cover. Like, the first time he sent it to me, I read it and I was like, oh, this is really good. Like, it's hard. Like, in this business, there's a lot of scripts going around. And a lot of these scripts are just not great. Mm-hmm. And so you're like, as an actor, sometimes you're like, well, what can I do here? I don't know how, like, this is not a good script. What can I offer? But, like, when I read his script, I just thought, man, this is really well done. And I just really wanted to be a part of it. So when he asked me, I was just like, yeah, of course.
And we'll be right back, right after this.
There are some things you wouldn't mind being stuck with, like a large unexpected inheritance. An always-on-the-verge-of-death phone that has to be plugged in just right so it charges is not one of those things. Switch to Verizon and we'll pay off your old phone, up to $800 via prepaid MasterCard, so you can get a new one. Just trade in any phone from our top brands on any unlimited plan. With new line on my plan. Additional terms apply for trade-in and pay off your phone offer. See Verizon.com for details.
Welcome back. It's Kyle Meredith with Daryl J. Johnson. You know, so of course we have part of the story, which is this guy, Jake, and his character that's sort of trying to get his life together in some sort of way. And the other side, we have this incredibly ridiculous dark web game show that sort of raises the stakes on it.
Yeah.
Like, when you read it, do you think about, like, when I was, you know, obviously the personal part
it sort of speaks for itself. It's the absurd part that's kind of fun to play around with, right? To kind of like when I, you know, like how far can you push reality TV? Like we've seen this in movies in the past a little bit, but I don't know what was your takeaway on the bigger message of this parts? If that's a fair question.
Sure. Yeah. No, I mean, it's basically like, if there's really nothing happening in your life and you want to change, why not try something drastic and strange? I mean, this was like if somebody were to approach me and be like, hey, would you want to play this reality game show where you could get murdered, but if you win, you could win $1 million? And I'd be like, $1 million in today's inflation? I need more than that. $1 million ain't worth it. Man, I feel like you can get $1 million out of a bubblegum wrapper, some prize on a McDonald's box. So I'm like, I don't have to risk my life for it. But yeah, I mean, I just feel like sometimes people get into places in their life where they want to spice it up, and some of them take a lot of risks, and that is a risk. Couldn't say I would take it personally, but in the movie, why not?
Yeah. Well, two follow-up questions. First off, what if it were Andy Samberg pulling up in a limo? There's a little bit of trust that goes into that, maybe.
But like, still, we don't really know if Andy Samberg is not a secret serial killer. We just haven't figured it out yet. I mean, Andy Samberg is probably one of the funniest people on TV. But somebody would have been like, guess what? They just found out Andy Samberg killed 432 people. And I was like, what? I believe it. He's too nice.
I believe it. Why wouldn't you be sure? You know,
like, I just wouldn't be sure. I'm like, I don't know if I'll get into a limo. And didn't we learn from Team America World Police not to just get into random limos with strange dudes?
But you know, there's a good story that comes out of it regardless.
It does.
All right. And second question. Yeah. If $1 million isn't it, what's your number? What would they say? If they said 100 million, they said $1 billion?
I mean, $1 billion, then that would cross over into a threshold of now I have to become a trash person, because I don't know too many billionaires that you're like, I like that person. But 100 million, I definitely would consider it way more. Yeah. I'm like, 100 million. Yeah, I would do it.
All right. Yeah. Yeah.
Now that even we got that established, I had to duct tape a family member to me so we couldn't go anywhere.
Well, the thing I do like about, you know, especially coming out of the pandemic, and there is that sense of loneliness in the movie that I feel like, you know, we're starting to see a lot in music and in film, and in Jake's writing as well. I mean, you know, in some of the other projects, that seems to be a theme in there. Knowing that he was a first time director, this is the first time you guys are working together. What was that relationship like? Because, and I'll say, when I look at him and or see anything that he's done, it always sounds like him. He always sounds like himself. Yeah. So the fact that he's not only directing, but also in front of the camera, what is that experience? I want it to be funny. That's what I want.
Yeah, no. Well, it's definitely funny because, you know, the first time I met him, he's just such a good person. Like, it's not often that you're like, oh, I get to meet somebody in Hollywood. Oh, I hope they don't have a reputation that I don't know about. And then you meet him and you're like, this dude is actually just really a legit good person. And then getting to meet him and his family, it was really cool. And so I felt really comfortable, felt really at ease. And, you know, I felt I'm the kind of actor that's kind of like a director's actor. I'm like, whatever you want, I got it. I'm not going to come in here and be like, well, I think, I mean, you know, I can offer up opinions and stuff, but sometimes I'm just like, oh, that's what you want. Let me give you what you want, you know? So it was very free like that. He was very open to ideas and concepts, and he was just very easy to work with. So I can't wait for the next project, and he better ask me, Jake.
So when he says, listen, there's this scene that takes place on a toilet.
Yeah. He definitely told me about the scene at first, but I think one of the good things about being on Punk'd in your career is you've already gone through all the possible embarrassing hazing things you can do on camera. So I was like, oh, a toilet scene? I did that. I ran down the street naked chasing Miley Cyrus. That is nothing. So I feel like that show, and even like Ashton Kutcher at the time said it at that time, he's like, you know, this show will prepare you for anything you have to do in Hollywood. And it did.
It did. It truly did. So it's playing itself out.
It did.
Like, I don't know if I how deep we can actually go on this scene here, but I really do want to like what's the direction given in a moment like this? Mm-hmm. Like,
yeah, I mean the one direction that Jake Constantine gave was just, you know, keep it real, keep it grounded. You know, it doesn't have to get ridiculous. But you know, I spend a lot of time on the toilet as it is. So as it's life experience. I just do a lived experience, and it's a slice of life. That's what it was.
I like when they say, you know, in acting, make sure you ground it to something true. And yeah, even in those moments you said, no, this makes sense to me because I do this.
Yes, exactly. You know, I before he came in, I was like, you know, sometimes you got to struggle. So you get into character and you do some phantom wipes just to get, you know, you get the action going and, you know, you're just ready for it.
And we'll be right back right after this. Welcome back. It's Kyle Meredith with Daryl J. Johnson.
Like, how much background do you actually have in comedy? I was trying to do a little bit of reading, and I think I saw some notes like there's comedy in your family.
Yeah, my brother is a stand-up comic. Everybody in my family is like kind of a creative. We're not all like, none of us are really like, let's work for somebody else kind of people. So we're all kind of creatives. I have a sister who's a writer, another brother who's a rapper, you know. So it's like everything is in the creative realm. But like I've done time at UCB. I've taken classes at Groundlings. I've been around. I've done comedy. And plus, I was just naturally funny as a kid. And so sometimes you can build on that. Sometimes people are funny and then they're in front of the camera, they aren't funny. But for me, I'm lucky I was given the gift. It's a gift I must share with the world.
Thank God that you're doing it.
That's right.
You hear about those families that, you know, that sort of have the creative bone. Is it competitive? Is it a bit of a competition to see if you can make the other? Is it easy to make your siblings laugh?
For me, it's easy to make my siblings laugh, but there is no like competition within the family. I feel like we all have different aspects. Like my brother was a stand-up, so I never really wanted to do stand-up. That's why I went sketch and improv, because I was like, he's a stand-up. I'll do my lane, and this is what I feel more comfortable with. And there's actually no competition with that because it's two different like genres of comedy. So, but yeah, I don't think there's any competition. We're like the Wayans family who just hadn't gotten discovered. That's what we are.
Which they were the Wayans family until they got discovered.
You know, exactly.
Exactly. The same thing. So,
yeah. So this movie is going to help launch me and my family. How about that?
That's it. That's nice. Seriously, what you did in this movie, it really is some of my favorite parts in it. And the fun thing about this, and I mean that, I can say that about almost every single person in this movie, like everybody did such, you know, a great job and everything. So I really sincerely appreciate the work you did on there.
Oh, thank you so much. I credit Jake for all that. He was very involved in the casting and everything. And it was great to work with Mary Hollandaise again, a friend of mine from UCB. So being able to work with her in the capacity that I got to play her husband, I got to text her husband and call him and tell him that she's my wife now. So that was really fun and very cool. And then Emily, everybody on set was great. Everyone that we got to work with, I mean, the team was great. And I do credit a lot of that to Jake. He did a really good job putting together this cast.
Right on, man. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to talk about it. Seriously, it's been such a pleasure.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Thanks.
And my thanks to Daryl J. Johnson, Self-Reliance, playing now on Hulu. And thanks to you, of course, for checking out the episode. Again, please do hit that subscribe button so you can keep up with all the interviews that we put out. 3 brand new ones every single week. A new one every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday to keep you up to date on your favorite artists and discover the new ones. Spotify, Apple Podcast, NPR, WFPK.org, A Consequence, YouTube for the video versions, anywhere you get your podcast from, you can subscribe to Kyle Meredith With. And then after that, head over to WFPK.org. So I do a show Monday through Friday, starting at 6 p.m. Eastern. You get 4 hours of, you get 4 hours of great songs from the 80s and 90s. You get the best in new music. There's bonus interviews and lots of music news. One of my recent episodes feature the music of April March and Dusty Springfield, Waxahachie, The Refreshments, Jim Blossoms, Matthew Sweet, Cat Power, Florence and the Machine, Tanya Donnelly of Belly, Scatman John, Sonia Dada, David Bowie, Joni Mitchell, Big Audio Dynamite, The Shins, J.C. Brooks and the Uptown Sounds, Bia Badoobie and Leve, and my interview with Keanu Reeves just an example of what you get every weeknight at 6 p.m. Eastern at WFPK.org. Consequence has your music and film news. You can also find me on the old social media sites. The address is always the same. It's at Kyle Meredith. So I do hope you like and follow along. That does it for another edition. I'm Kyle Meredith. I'll see you next time.
Consequence Podcast Network.
It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.